Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 15th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Sparking innovation, Justin McKenzie and LocalWool's Miles Murray discuss transforming waste into wealth on the Building Texas Show. Justin McKenzie, host of the Building Texas Show, recently sat down with Miles Murray, co-founder of LocalWool, to discuss how the company is leading the way in transforming waste into valuable resources. LocalWool's flagship technology, Rainmaker, converts wood waste into energy, biochar, and carbon credits, addressing critical environmental challenges. Murray, a West Point graduate and veteran, emphasizes the importance of creating localized solutions that can be scaled globally. The episode highlights LocalWool's recognition by the European Parliament and participation in global sustainability initiatives, showcasing how innovative technologies can drive meaningful change. Tune into the Building Texas Show to learn more about LocalWool's journey and impact. Is brushing and flossing alone the best way to prevent periodontal disease? Maybe not. According to a recent article in Digital Dentistry and Healthcare Knowledge, brushing and flossing alone may not be enough to prevent periodontal disease. IoTech International's chairman, Herb Moskowitz, DDS, emphasizes the importance of incorporating rinsing into daily oral hygiene routines. Studies show that brushing and rinsing are more effective in reducing dental plaque than brushing and flossing. Molecular iodine rinse has proven to be the most effective in keeping gums healthy, with broad-spectrum antimicrobial activity. By integrating molecular iodine into regular oral hygiene practices, patients can enhance the longevity of their dental implants and maintain better overall oral health. For more information, visit IoTech International's website. Apple Rush Company, Inc. announces addition of packing equipment to Lena Brewery. Equipment will expand capacity at Lena to our announced 500,000 can month projection. Apple Rush Company, Inc. announces the addition of packing equipment to Lena Brewery, expanding capacity to our projected 500,000 cans per month. The delivery of a case shrink pack tunnel and inline carbonation system will boost production capabilities. With additional space and new equipment, Lena is on track to meet production goals. CEO Tony Torgerud is optimistic about opportunities in the functional beverage sector, aiming to launch Apple Rush, Hard Rush, and botanical beverages under Element brands. Lena Brewing President Ross Wiemeyer is confident in surpassing expectations with their state-of-the-art facility. Plans for rapid growth are in motion, with new R&D projects and financing arrangements underway. For more information, visit aparrewbrands.com and elementbrands.com.
Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Roofing Industry Report. Benchmark International, the leading middle market mergers and acquisitions firm, has released its 2024 Global Roofing Industry Report. The report provides insights into current trends, challenges, and opportunities in the roofing industry, highlighting growth drivers, sustainability trends, technological advancements, regulatory impacts, and M&A activity. Key findings include forecasted market growth, emphasis on sustainable roofing solutions, technological innovations, regulatory influences, and increased M&A activity within the sector. The report is available on Benchmark International's website, offering valuable information for business owners, investors, and industry professionals navigating the evolving roofing landscape.
USA Financial partners with AmeriLife to enhance opportunities for independent financial professionals. AmeriLife Group LLC has partnered with USA Financial to enhance opportunities for independent financial professionals. USA Financial, a national wealth management firm, is excited about the new doors this partnership will open. Founded in 1988, USA Financial offers a comprehensive suite of products and solutions to help financial professionals grow their businesses. Now, as they partner with AmeriLife Wealth Group, they will have expanded access to top-flight insights and resources. AmeriLife's mission is to provide insurance and retirement solutions to help people live longer, healthier lives. This partnership will bring endless opportunities for both platforms, empowering financial professionals to take their businesses to new heights. Julian Loki acted as the exclusive financial advisor to USA Financial in connection with the transaction.
Forum Health, top healthcare network, earns Inc. 5,000 honors again, boasting 286% revenue growth. Forum Health, LLC, a premier nationwide provider of personalized integrative healthcare, has earned a spot on the Inc. 5,000 list of America's fastest-growing companies for the second year in a row. With a remarkable 286% revenue growth, Forum Health's success is driven by consumer demand for innovative healthcare solutions and top-tier talent acquisitions. Offering a range of medical specialties from weight loss to mental well-being, Forum Health focuses on personalized medicine to meet individual needs. CEO Phil Hagerman emphasizes the company's commitment to redefining healthcare through personalized approaches and advanced technologies. President Adam Puttkamer highlights consumer trust and top healthcare talent retention as key factors in Forum Health's growth and leadership in integrative medicine.
Pilotless planes are coming, but not just yet, says New Horizon Aircraft CEO. Horizon Aircraft, led by CEO Brandon Robinson, is at the forefront of the autonomous aviation revolution with its groundbreaking Cavorite X7 eVTOL aircraft. While the industry is not quite ready for pilotless planes, the company is paving the way for a future where autonomous air travel could become the norm. The Cavorite X7, equipped with advanced sensors and fly-by-wire systems, sets the stage for a smooth transition to autonomy. In the long term, Robinson envisions a future where autonomous air taxis are as routine as taking an Uber, offering benefits like bypassing ground traffic and improving safety and efficiency. With promising technical updates and progress on the horizon, Horizon Aircraft is confident in making its vision a reality.
Performance management shows progress, but execution gaps remain. New study by HR Research Institute. A recent study by HR Research Institute shows that only 45% of organizations believe their performance management processes effectively meet critical outcomes to a high or very high degree. The report highlights challenges in achieving effective PM plans, but also shows positive strides in areas like more frequent one-on-one meetings with managers and greater employee input into performance goals. Organizations excelling in performance management are more likely to view PM as crucial for improving performance, use digital technology, and provide training to managers. While 84% of organizations use digital tools, only 42% apply them effectively. CEO Debbie McGrath emphasizes the importance of applying the right automation for success. The full research report, Future of Performance Management 2024-25, offers detailed insights for HR professionals looking to enhance PM initiatives. Morning Brief, Actelis Networks AS achieves positive EBITDA and major revenue growth, Q2 2024. Actelis Networks, traded under NASDAQ as ASNS, has achieved a significant milestone in Q2 2024 with positive EBITDA, a first since 2022. The company reported a 372% sequential revenue growth from Q1 2024, totaling 3.43 millioners in Q2 2024, an 81% year-over-year increase. Actelis also saw a gross margin increase to 57%, up from 30% in the prior quarter, driven by strong revenue growth and cost management. Operating expenses were reduced by 20%, resulting in a net loss of just $78,000 in Q2 2024. The company achieved positive non-GAAP adjusted EBITDA of $11,000, marking its first positive quarter since 2022. Actelis continues to strengthen its position in the market with recent business wins and new product launches, demonstrating significant growth potential in the IoT and cybersecurity sectors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.